The following program is brought to you by Mind's Eye, the virtual newsstand.
Welcome to the Health Beyond Barriers podcast, where your health and our insight knows no borders. This is Cynthia, and during this podcast, we are going to talk about why should you be screened for colon cancer and the importance of screening recommendations. Colorectal cancer, oftentimes referred to as colon cancer, is the second leading cause of cancer death in the United States. The National Institutes of Health and National Cancer Institute have been advocating to increase awareness and screenings. Colon cancer is preventable, and screenings have the potential to reduce mortality rates. So, what is colon cancer and why is screening important? First, colon cancer is cancer that occurs in the colon or rectum area of the body. The colon refers to the large intestine, and the rectum is the area that connects the colon to the person's anus. Screenings are important because the tests find any form of cancer or polyps, a precancerous growth in the intestine. Catching the cancer early is helpful because that's when it's most treatable. Removing any polyps early also is helpful to reduce the risk for future cancer. How do you know if you should be screened for colon cancer and when to talk to your doctor about it? Colon cancer can be present without any symptoms, and both men and women are at risk for colon cancer, so screening tests should start at age 50. Since the risk of colon cancer increases with age, it's important to continue screenings. There are three screening tests for colon cancer. Talk with your doctor about which tests may be best for you and how often follow-up may be needed. 1. Colonoscopy. This test is completed every 10 years and is common for colon cancer screenings. Your doctor will use a long and flexible light tube to check your entire colon for any polyps or cancer. If any polyps exist, they can be removed during the procedure. Removing precancerous polyps can prevent cancer. During a colonoscopy, you will be sedated and won't feel anything. A colonoscopy can also be a follow-up test for any other abnormal screening tests. 2. Stool test. This screening test should be completed every year and is a simple test completed through a stool sample. You can complete the test in the privacy of your own home and return the stool sample back to a lab or your doctor's office to test for any blood in your sample. 3. Flexible sigmoidoscopy. This should be completed every 5 years and is very similar to the colonoscopy, except that it only examines your rectum and lower portion of your colon with a flexible lighted tube, rather than the entire colon as is done with the colonoscopy. For this reason, sigmoidoscopy isn't performed as often now in the United States compared to colonoscopy. The sigmoidoscopy is often done without sedation. People who have had a family history of colon cancer, or have had polyps or cancer removed, or who have an inflammatory bowel disease, such as Crohn's disease, may need to be screened more often than the below guidelines. Thank you for taking time to listen to the Health Beyond Barriers podcast, where your health and our insight knows no borders. Additional resources and information about colon cancer is available through the American Cancer Society at 1-800-227-2345 or the National Cancer Institute at 1-800-422-6237. Siteman Cancer Center in St. Louis can also refer you to a specialist. Please call 1-800-600-3606 for a referral. Jean Wang, MD, PhD, is an associate professor of medicine at Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis. She is a gastroenterologist who screens for colon cancer at Siteman Cancer Center and works with patients to understand and reduce risks before a diagnosis. For more information about LAMP, visit their website at lampinterpreters.org, like them on Facebook at LAMP Interpreters, or follow them on Twitter at LAMPSTL. For more information about Mind's Eye, visit their website at mindseyeradio.org, like them on Facebook at Mind's Eye, or follow them on Twitter at Mind's Eye Radio.